Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things. And we also like self-care.
For yourself.
Do it. Do it. I'm like out of steam all of a sudden. So what did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, I got some Christmas shopping done. So I felt good about like kind of checking that off my list. So it's like
I did a bunch of Christmas shopping too, because I don't like going out when it starts getting crazy.
Yeah, I don't go out. I do it all online.
I think at this point Christmas will be over. So I hope you guys had a great Christmas.
I hope you loved your gifts.
I hope you spent time with family and loved ones.
Yeah, so it was like kind of getting stuff off my to-do list.
That feels good.
Which felt good. What'd you do?
Well, we did the brunch today. That was fun.
Yeah.
There was like this charity brunch and they did this ornament exchange and I had a really cute one and some lady stole it and I wanted to punch her in the face.
That was such a cute one.
I should have said, this has been stolen twice.
She was like, no, it's mine.
No, I'm taking it now. Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. We donated to three different charities. What was it? Clothes for Kids in Denver.
Yeah.
Trauma. What was it?
Trauma Drama University.
Okay, yeah.
And then there was the Kenyan Kids Foundation, something like that.
Yeah.
That one was really cool. All of them were really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Kenyan Kids one, that was cool. They had a presentation. They started off with 7 kids and now they have like 30.
Yeah, you like basically like sponsor a kid in Kenya so they can like live a normal life of like having food and a place to sleep and getting an education.
And they had stuff and me and Danae were going to go buy some and then we were like ready to leave.
But then we were ready to leave after the ornament exchange.
We because it went on for like a while. So we were
there like 70 something people there. Like it was a shit ton of people.
And my ornament got stolen. I was mad. Yeah. I got a cute one anyway, but it's not as cute as the tree.
Not as cute as the other one. It was like one of those vintage like ceramic Christmas trees that you put the little bulb lights in and it lights up.
Yeah, so I bought some off Amazon because I was that bummed out. Because I'm 100 years old.
It's Wait, fine. Did you buy the ornaments or did you buy like the actual like ceramic Christmas tree?
No, the ornaments. I bought a fat pack of four, so you get one.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because I knew you were like, I really like that. And I'm like, and I thought one was $25. And I was like, absolutely not. And then I saw four. I was like, screw it. I can give those away. So.
Nice.
Yay.
Yay. We're being festive.
That's the holiday
giving
season.
Giving back.
But it's not the holiday season because it's over now.
Yeah. By the time you guys listen to it, it's over. But you should still give back throughout the year. Karma is a real thing.
Yeah. Karma is my boyfriend. Cat. Yeah, Karma's my boyfriend. Karma's
okay, I thought Jesus was your boyfriend.
Jesus is my boyfriend. I'm Polly. All right, what are you telling me about this week? I'm going straight to hell.
Anyways, yeah, we feel like we did a good deed.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun.
And it was fun. And we got free food. And Kim got to drink mimosas.
Kim got not much food because everything was cheesy potatoes, cheesy casserole. I'm like, this is fucking bullshit.
I wish that you could enjoy the cheesy potatoes because those were damn good.
Well, we don't need to put cheese in everything. That's all I'm going to say.
Although it helps.
Obesity.
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 I won't give up cheese.
I'm not telling you to give up cheese, but I don't think it needs to be in everything.
It does not need to be in everything. But in a potato casserole... Yes.
I love going to like Asian cuisine I love because they don't have dairy and stuff. They don't really do
cheese.
And like beef, they do beef, but yeah, like not as much, and that's easy. And they do like beef and chicken for most things. So that's why when I go to like, you know, like get Thai food or Chinese food or like any of that stuff, I love it because I don't have to like really worry about cheese.
Dude, that sounds good. Now I want some Rangoons.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, well.
All right, what are you talking about this week?
So this week, I am going to tell you a story.
What?
About a creepy Frogger. And
the fuck is a Frogger?
I'm so glad you asked. A Frogger, it's P-H-R-O-G-G-E-R.
So we're not talking about the...
We're not talking about like an animal.
We're not talking about the guy like crossing the street.
Correct. We're talking about... Basically, the term refers to a stranger residing in someone's home.
Without them knowing?
Exactly.
Oh, like the Denver Spider-Man?
Yeah, I have that written down. And Daniel LaPlante.
Oh my god, yeah, we both have done one. Do you like exactly how I don't even remember doing one?
So if you haven't listened to those episodes...
The fuck are you doing, first off?
Whoa.
How dare you? No, you need to listen.
It was very aggressive. But if you haven't listened to those two episodes, the Denver Spider-Man is episode 24, and Daniel LaPlante is episode 35.
Proud of you.
I looked it up.
Yeah, but also how dare you if you haven't listened to them.
Those are good ones. Those
They're really enjoyable.
Yeah. So this one is more recent. So I believe Denver Spider-Man was like, I want to say like early 1900s or something. And Daniel LaPlante was like in the 80s.
Yeah, something like that.
This.
I can look it up.
Is I got my notes. June. Well, we start our story in June of 2019.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, that's really soon. Yeah. Curtain up. Let's go.
I know. So I'm taking you to Honolulu, Hawaii.
Have you been there?
I have. My dad used to live there.
I was like wondering if it was Honolulu or where it was. I haven't been to Hawaii.
Well, I guess it was Waikiki. And yeah.
Were they close?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I
haven't been. Hint, Keith.
In my opinion, if you go to Hawaii, I guess it depends on what you want. If you want to like see Pearl Harbor and you like the city vibe, Honolulu is cool.
I just want a beach.
If you just want a beach, Maui is amazing. If you want to like hike around, then Kauai.
I'll say, I'll think about it. I just really want a beach and relax.
God, I love a beach.
I know.
It's already cold here.
Okay. Soon enough. Soon enough, young grasshopper, yes. Soon enough.
Anyways, let's stop bitching about Colorado. In Honolulu, Hawaii. June of 2019. Newlyweds James and Brittany Campbell had just moved into their new two-story home with their two kids, their cat, and their dog.
What were their kids' names?
I don't know.
Okay.
Children, one. And children two. I don't know. I
child didn't. One, child two. Okay.
I watched a documentary about it and they did not mention the kids' names to what I can remember.
Okay.
And also all the articles didn't really mention their names either. So I think they just kind of wanted to leave that out because protect the children, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, so they're excited. They were like new to Hawaii and... Strange things started happening shortly after they moved in. So they started noticing that some unpacked boxes in the garage would just be like completely unpacked. And it would be like as if someone like opened the box and just started throwing items out.
Wait, like, are you not supposed to do that?
No, that's not how you unpack.
So it was obviously like it looked.
It was obviously like weird.
Well, and you would think like when you're moving, like I would think if I saw that, I'd be like, Keith, what are you looking for? Like clearly exactly. You were looking for something.
So they kind of write it off like maybe the kids were looking for something.
Sure.
Whatever. Like moving is stressful.
Who knows? Absolutely. That's what I would think.
But that was just like first thing where they were like, huh, weird. And they just didn't think too much after that.
That definitely had to have been a hindsight thing.
Right. Brittany had a morning routine of sitting at her vanity and she would watch makeup tutorials as she got ready for the day. And one day she heard the front door slam, which was super weird because she was home alone. So it kind of surprised her. She was like, was that like the wind? Like,
yeah, that's what I would think.
Did someone forget something and come back?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? So she went to go check it out, but no one was there.
There were plenty of times where I'd be like laying in bed still sleeping and like I would hear Keith come back in. And at first I'd be like, but he'd always be like, I'm back. That's forgot something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
So she was just kind of like, okay, weird.
That was weird. Yeah.
That same evening when James was home from work for the day, Brittany was getting ready for bed and she heard the front door open and close again. She had asked James like if he had locked up, you know, before you go to bed, you kind of do the nightly
100%,
routine.
Yeah, I would ask that too. Because yeah. I do that anyway. Like, yeah. I'm like, did you make sure the doors were locked?
The doors locked.
Yeah.
Okay, we can go to bed. And he's like, yeah, I just locked up. And she's like, okay, then who just like slammed the door?
Yeah, I definitely heard that. I'm not going crazy.
Well, he apparently hadn't heard it. You know,
oh, so it wasn't, yeah.
So he's all like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Doors close? They do.
Yes, there was a slam.
And sounds happen from it that I hear with my own two ears.
Right. So he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, no, the door definitely opened and closed.
How the fuck did you not hear that?
She's like convinced of what she heard.
Yeah.
So she's, you know.
I'm team Brittany right now.
Of course. Yeah, obviously. Being the brave badass that she is, she went down to investigate. And sure enough, she found that the door was unlocked. She's like, bro.
You said the door was locked. What the fuck?
Yeah. So she's annoyed that James told her that it was locked.
Also annoying that he didn't go down with her.
That's what I thought. Like, I didn't want to be super judgy, but I was like, sir.
The other night, quick story. The other night, I heard something downstairs. And I was like, Keith, I heard something downstairs. He didn't hear it, but he immediately got up and he checked it. Right. He wasn't going to have me check it. So kind of rude.
Like, kind of rude. You're not going to, like, fight for my honor.
Yeah.
Anyways, so she's kind of like annoyed and she's like, you said you locked it. And he's like, well, I did. And she's like, well, you didn't. And, you know,
you liar.
Of course.
Yeah.
A little tiff happens as it does when you're
married.
And
I get both sides of it. Totally. I get both sides of it because he probably did lock it. And then that,
right.
Like somebody came in and unlocked it. And then she checks it. So I totally get like I'm on both sides
and
of this.
Because it's like one of those things that you do every night. It's like, wait, did I? You know?
Yeah, like, I used to do that with like my with my flat iron.
Yes.
Like, did I? Because I would do it every day.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where
like, wait, is it?
I just eventually off? Was like, I need to grow up and just buy one that shuts off after 20 minutes.
Absolutely.
And it's been life changing because I don't even think about it.
Right. So, yeah, James kind of like thought she was just being paranoid over a little mistake.
Yeah.
He'd sworn he locked it. And basically what it comes down to is everyone was safe. So, like, whatever. It's locked now.
I get why both
you know?
Of them are annoyed, though. I totally, yeah. Like, I'm, like, annoyed totally. For both of them because I'm like, oh, I totally get it.
So they go to bed. But in Brittany's mind, she's still wondering. She's like, is he lying to me? You know, like, when you start to overthink stuff.
Well, and I bet he feels like he's going crazy because he's like, I did lock it.
Yeah.
Is she lying to me?
Right. And she's like, maybe it was just a simple misunderstanding. Are the boys trying to sneak out? But they seem kind of young for that. So
yeah.
Probably not.
But you gotta, like, go over the possibilities.
So she's just kind of, like, racking her brain, like, what is
what's going on?
And
yeah.
Just eventually has to let it go, because there's no answer. But it wasn't an isolated incident. So as she continued to find doors unlocked, she started getting more and more stressed out, just from, like, worrying about it. Like, am I paranoid? Is this happening? What's going on? Why are the doors unlocked when I think that they're locked, you know?
Have you ever come home after a long day and you realize your fucking door was unlocked?
Oh,
and you're
God,
like, are
yeah.
you fucking kidding me?
Totally.
Not often, but it
but
like
yeah, it
gives
happens.
Me anxiety and I'm like, I hope my shit's still here.
So she started to think that maybe James was right. He, in his own words, was dismissive that anything strange was going on. He thought she was stressed because of the move. It was a new house. And, you know, when you move into a new house, there's...
You have to get used to the weird quirks.
Exactly. The
yeah.
weird creaks and the, like, moans of the house.
Have you gotten used to the creaks and moans here?
Yeah, we don't really have much, honestly.
That's good.
Yeah. So she's like, am I on the verge of a mental breakdown? What is happening?
Yeah.
And surely she can't be the only one noticing these strange occurrences.
No, not at all.
So finally, One night, James got to experience his own strange incident.
Fucking finally.
Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for. I'm like, does he get
this? Where does he get to feel it?
So, it's like the frog. You know the Warner Brother frog? Where that one guy like is like, it would, anyone would leave and this guy was alone with this stupid frog and he'd be like, hello, my baby. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
And then any time people would come in, they just see this frog just
being normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I can think of.
So James was, he had a lot of music gear. So he was downstairs playing his piano when he saw a shadow of a person in the window.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely
so, like,
not.
The curtains are drawn and you can kind of like, there's a light from outside, like a street light or something. And
I think
sees...
of your downstairs area.
Yeah.
Because I remember we were down there or something and like Steven took the dogs out or something and he walked by. Do you remember that? And he like walked by the window or something with the dogs and you and me, like, I don't remember exactly what happened. It was like when we first started recording uh-huh. and like the shadow and you and me yeah. like freaked out because it just scared us.
Yeah. So that's what he sees. He sees a person like walk by his window, which is weird when you're in a like suburban neighborhood.
I was about to say, is it a suburban area? It's not like a city where it would like make so
yeah,
much sense.
Yeah, it's like a suburban area. It's a single family house. Like, why is someone that close to your house kind of thing? You know?
Yeah.
So he was like, ugh, that was so creepy.
I told you about that person running past our window right when I got out of the shower.
Oh my God. So
I told you that, right? The yeah, like long
the
window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Keith's like, it was a kid. I was like, no. I don't care if it was a kid. Why are you in
Why
our backyard?
Are you in our space.
Yeah. Like, I don't want kids getting hurt and then we no, get sued.
And you're liable for it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So yeah, it initially like freaked him out. But James is kind of like the analytical, like logical type. So like there's an explanation for everything, right? And mm-hmm. he's just like, oh, maybe it was just like a nosy neighbor. Maybe someone was like mad that I was playing the piano and they like heard it and they kind of like wanted to like subtly be like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Which is
which
like,
would be so weird and petty, but like
for
I can
piano,
but
like,
yeah,
calm
I think
down.
Anyone would try to find reasoning and like people being weird.
Yeah, people are strange. So he kind of writes it off. But then a few days later, he experienced a second strange incident. He noticed on the family calendar, there was a note written on it on one of the days. And it said, quote, your rehabilitation starts today. Do as I did. Choose a house, clean it, set up all devices.
Okay.
Who says that?
Wait, this is like a note that was written?
Like on the calendar.
Absolutely not. I'd be
yeah,
like the
what?
I did buy a house and I am figuring it out. Why are you in here?
So being the husband he is, he's like, oh, Brittany wrote it as like an inspirational quote.
I
so
have
that
to
he
ask.
Would clean up.
I like, do love that.
Before it like gets you, I'm like, fucking
But
men.
Don't you know Steven's handwriting?
Yeah.
100%. I know Keith's handwriting yeah. and you Keith would, knows mine.
Right.
So I think he would be like,
wait, that's not,
that's
her
not
handwriting.
Kim's handwriting.
Well, you know,
but he might do the same thing. Like,
husband
oh,
eyes,
yeah.
husband ears, husband eyes, husband thinking. He's like, oh, she wants me to like clean up and she's writing an inspirational note.
Message her loud
yeah.
and clear.
So then he started doing some chores, which is like,
wait, what was the note? Send it to me. I'm going to write it on my calendar. Oh, the calendar you gave
it's
us?
It's so weird, though. Your rehabilitation starts today. Do as I did. Choose a house. Clean it. Set up all devices. Like, what?
Okay, this person
That's
clearly
bizarre.
Didn't buy a house. Cause
That's just so strange. Like, what?
I'm going to
so
write that on my calendar.
He doesn't ask her about it. He's just like, okay, better get to work and do some chores. And he does. Soon, things start to go missing. So, like, for example, one night the family was going to go to a movie and Brittany wanted to bring a cozy blanket with her, but she couldn't find it. And
no.
it was like, you know, the blanket you keep on your couch when you're like watching TV. It was yeah. like that blanket. So it should have been on the couch.
Well, I keep blankets downstairs because like yeah. everyone ends up using them. Have you noticed like at my house, you're like, I kind of want a blanket
right.
suddenly. Literally everyone's like, I get to your house and I need a blanket. I
need a blankie. So yeah, they like couldn't find it. And she's like, okay, boys, like, where's the blanket? And they're like, we don't know.
Do they not have a ghost in the house? That's what I think when shit goes missing at
right.
my house. I'm like, Louise?
Must be the ghost.
Yeah.
And James doesn't know where it is. No one knows where this blanket is. So they're like, whatever. Okay.
That's irritating.
We're going to be late for the movie. Let's just go.
Yeah.
So they go to the movie, and when they get back, the cozy blanket was folded nice and neat on the couch.
Nope.
Immediately no.
Nope.
So the Campbell family is like, oh, what? We all saw, all four of us saw that it was not on the couch. Like, what is happening?
We had to confirm. I used to be like, you see that, like, this is missing. Like, right. The bowl. I told you the story about the bowl. I've told the podcast about the bowl. That was the first time Keith and I were actually able, like, because he watched it happen.
Yeah.
So that was the first time, luckily, me and him started agreeing. Because, like, we were just, like, obviously we're moving. There's a lot of mess. But, like, it's great when you're justified.
Yeah.
And, like, other people see the weird shit happening.
Exactly. So at that point, James finally admitted something weird was going on.
Yeah.
And they just weren't really sure what. Okay, so you ready for, like, a level up creep factor?
Yeah.
So she, Brittany is super freaked out when she notices that her laptop camera had turned on in the middle of the night. Like, the little flashing.
No.
Yeah, fuck no. So she's, like, trying to come up with, like, a reasonable explanation. Like, maybe it just glitched. But also, like, who would want to watch me? Like, you know?
I'm not doing anything exciting.
But also, that's creepy. Like, no thank you.
I don't. Have you ever, like, been updating your computer and the camera light just comes on because it's updating everything? That is the most, like, scary feeling ever.
I always, like, now they make it where you can, like, have the little cover, like, built in.
Yeah.
I always have that on because, like... Who knows?
Yeah, I don't.
You never know. People can hack into your computer. They can see some private shit. Yeah. They could be watching you.
Mine's in my office. They're looking at a green wall.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's just kind of like, weird. Like, that's creepy. And then now this is where things finally get, like, super scary. And the family starts to get some answers. Getting scary? No, this is, like, next level. Like...
I'm saying because I'm already feeling uneasy for them.
Exactly.
So. Oh.
So it all kind of like comes to a point on September 13th of 2019. So they've been in the house since June. It's been a few months of like weird shit happening. So the Campbells had gone to visit family and they were returning home from the airport. James's bike was out on the driveway, which was strange because like...
Why is it in the driveway?
Why is it in the driveway?
Was it located, like, in the garage, like, inside the house? Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'm like, well, if it was located on the back porch.
So they're kind of like, why is your bike out? Like, did you leave your bike out?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I didn't do that. So that was their first sign that something...
Isn't right.
...was off. They opened the garage, and they saw that it was a complete mess. Boxes were thrown all over the place. There was random shit all over the floor. Like, it looked like they had been robbed. Like, you know, when you get, like, ransacked and they just go through shit. They don't care. They're dumping things out. It was like that.
That's really scary.
So James is like, oh, my God. Like,
what the fuck happened? Yeah.
And not knowing if, like, someone was still in the house, he grabbed a sledgehammer for protection. He told the kids to stay in the car. And he went to go unlock the front
door.
That's
a good dad. I'm proud of him.
Totally. And Brittany followed closely behind. She had her phone in her hand, like, ready.
I would be doing the same thing.
Dialed, ready to just hit
but
call.
You kind of want someone with the kids, too. Like, in case, like, the person, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I get why they both
went in together.
They could,
like, honk the horn or something to alert them. I don't know. So James tried to open the front door, but he was met with resistance. This creep-ass stranger is pulling on the handle from the other side. Like, James can see a man inside his house. So he's pulling from the inside, trying to not let James in. James is pulling from the outside, trying to open it.
His own fucking door.
His own door. And this dude has the audacity to say through the door, "This is not your house." And, like, at this point, Brittany's freaking out. She's like, it is our house. Like, get out. Blah, blah, blah. She's, like, screaming at this guy. She called 911.
Did you see videos of this?
No, they were explaining it in the documentary.
Okay, I was, like, wondering if they, like, showed it.
No. No, she was just telling it. Like, and they had, like, kind of a like, what do you call it? Like a actor's portrayal kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. A reenactment.
But she was explaining it and so was James. Like they were telling their story. So yeah, they're just like, what the fuck? Like,
what are you talking about? Yeah.
How did he get in? Why is he saying this is not our house? Like, this is definitely our house. James's mind was racing. He was confused. His adrenaline was kicking in.
Yeah.
And he struggled with the stranger to get the door open. So like I said, Brittany had called the police. They were already on their way. James did eventually get this rando guy out of his house, at which point he noticed the dude was wearing his clothes.
Ew, what?
Yeah. Like, ugh. It's such a, like, violation. Like, one, you're in our house, like, huge violation. And then you're wearing my clothes?
Like that's disgusting.
That's so, like, ugh. Gross.
Keep them. They're yours.
Yeah, I don't want them back. So the police showed up and they arrested 23-year-old Ezekiel Zayas for felony burglary.
So did he take anything out of the house, or like he stole it and just kept it there? You know what,
like,
I mean?
That's like, the thing is, like, I was kind of like, I mean, I guess they didn't really have anything to, like, I mean, he's not stealing.
He didn't take it anywhere,
like, in the house.
Still. That's what I was wondering. I was like, so
I guess they just kind of assumed that that's what he was doing, but it goes way deeper than burglary.
Okay.
So
yeah, I mean, what you've told me.
By the time the Campbells, like, get into their home, it's completely trashed. Every single room looked like it had been turned upside down. And here's the weird part. Every room except for the kids' bedroom. So the Frogger, Ezekiel, had done all of the kids' laundry. He made their beds.
What the?
And he, like, deep cleaned their rooms. It was, like, immaculate.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm like,
I
why?
I don't know. Like, this is such a creepy, like, weird Frogger case that I'm just
it
like,
would be,
what?
I would be less disturbed if he just, like, didn't touch a kid's rooms. Okay, cool. And then yeah, just left it that way. But
the
did their
fact
laundry
that he's, like, doing chores for them, like, it's so weird. I think Brittany in the documentary said it was almost as if, like, he thought that space was, like, sacred or something.
Just gross.
Like, ew. So, this dude had most likely been living in their attic for months. He had stolen one of their old laptops and was keeping a digital journal about the family. So, he noted his observations about each member, and he knew a whole bunch of private information about the family, including details of their medical records. Which is like, I don't even know how he got a hold of that information, but he did.
I'm sorry, I'm just, what?
It's such a violation
so
of
weird.
Privacy.
I don't have anything crazy in my medical record, but I still wouldn't want anyone knowing
no,
it.
Yeah, that's weird. Like,
yeah.
How did he even get a hold of that? He knew that Brittany and James were trying to have a baby. And
a third child?
Yeah. So James' kids were from a different marriage. So Brittany was stepmom.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I should have mentioned that earlier.
No, that's fine. Okay.
But yeah, they were trying to have a baby, which would be their third.
Okay, that's why I was wondering. I was like they're third, so she did have kids before, but like maybe they're struggling for
yeah.
Okay.
There's kind of,
that's really sad.
And they're like at the beginning of their journey. Like they hadn't even told their family that they were trying.
Yeah.
So it became very apparent that Ezekiel had been listening in on their conversations and watching them for some time.
Probably watching them make said baby.
Exactly.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. So
that's probably the most violating of all.
Dude,
like,
right?
You seeing, like, the, like,
all of
sexy
your intimate
time
moments.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Gross.
I don't.
Ugh.
No.
It, like, gives me the chills to, like, think
yeah.
of someone, like, watching not only you and your husband, but, like, your kids, too.
Like, probably,
like,
showering and, like, dressing yeah. in their own room.
Like, right.
Yeah, like, that's worse. That's worse to me because it's your babies. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Next to the stolen laptop, the family found neatly organized knives. So he had, like, set out, like, six different knives. Like,
not in the kitchen?
No, I think it was just, like, it looked like he had been, like, taking inventory of all their possessions. But he had the laptop and then all his knives set up right next to it.
Was it his laptop or their laptop that their he was going to steal?
It was one of their old laptops that he had just taken.
What the fuck? That's so strange.
Dude, right? And it gets weirder. So
can it?
Yes, it sure can.
Okay.
So upon further digging into his, like, gross family observation journal, Brittany found...
He made a journal?
Yeah, a whole journal.
Absolutely about not.
His observations of the family, what they did day in, day out, like, weird shit. Like, that proved he's watching everything they do.
No, no, no.
So she found a disturbing manifesto titled The Omnivore Trials, A Rehabilitation for Rat-like People.
So he's...
He, like, thinks he's a scientist or something.
I was about to say, so he thinks they're rat people?
I guess.
Okay, that's...
So strange.
Okay, bro.
Okay, fucking creep.
Yeah.
So this documented his so-called plans for the family to, quote, make them perfect humans.
All right. I'm sure you've heard of the scientist Jane Goodall.
Yes.
That, like, research.
The gorillas and things.
Yeah, gorillas. You're not fucking Jane Goodall, asshole. Yeah, like what?
Yeah. And also, she wasn't trying to make the gorillas perfect gorillas.
No, like, she was just, like, you know what I meant, though.
Yeah,
like,
she's, like, an observing how scientist. They live.
Yeah. Yeah. Being all science-y.
Yeah, this guy detailed surgeries he wanted to do on the family.
Like, what?
Well, so glad you asked. Sexual reconstruction, hand transplants.
Okay, so sexual reconstruction, like, does this mean, like, changing
their sex? Like, he wanted to, like, I don't know why, or if
well, because I guess that would be gender reassignment surgery, mm-hmm. but that's what he wanted to do?
Yeah.
Like, oh, absolutely.
This guy's off his fucking rocker.
No, 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 no. That is something you do with consent.
And why would you need to, like, do hand transplants? Like, what?
Their hands are fine. Their hands are fine.
Leave their hands alone.
I don't want anyone else's hands.
This guy is so, like, deep into some sort of...
Mental illness?
Mental illness. Like, there, just some of the stuff, I'm like, what? So he made lists of what he needed to perform the surgeries. And the search history showed that he was looking up...
Did he have any medical...
No.
Okay. No.
He's just some fucking dude. He's looking up surgery tables, the tools he would need, and even, like, videos on how to perform the surgeries.
Mm-mm.
Like, this could have gotten real bad had they not found him. Because who knows what he would have done.
They probably would have woken up during the surgery and, like, he's cutting off your dick if you're a dude.
Right?
Like, that's terrifying.
So, yeah, he's clearly, like, very mentally unstable.
Oh, my God. That's really scary.
Yeah. So then Brittany's, like...
I don't know why, but I guess this makes me weirdly feel good is that he didn't have any medical. And I know that's weird, but, like... Because then he had to actually research and stuff. And if he had any medical knowledge, he probably would have just jumped in.
Yeah. So I think there was, like, some time.
Yeah.
For them to, like, find him, luckily. Uh-huh. So then Brittany found this, like, really spine-chilling makeup tutorial that Ezekiel had made, featuring himself fully naked in her makeup chair, just doing a whole bunch of weird, bizarre, like, makeup. With, like, the strangest explanations. Like, there was one, they showed, like, a clip of the video, and it was so, like, oh, it gave me the chills.
What happened?
He had, like, her eyeliner, and he drew a line from his chin all the way down his throat and was like talking about how it was like his like spiritual path or like it really made like no sense at all.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was super strange. And yeah, if you watch the episode of the Frogger series on the ID channel, it's episode one. And it's just, it's so bizarre. And the way he's like talking, like you just can tell he's so off.
Yeah.
And he's like smiling. And like, there was one part where he just like burped and it was just so
uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. Like really uncomfortable. I'm glad they only showed like a clip of it. Cause I was like, ooh,
I don't want to see any of this. Yeah. Yeah.
So there were more recordings of each of the family members in their bedrooms. So terrifying. And like I had mentioned, Ezekiel was charged with felony burglary, but then he was released on supervised release, which meant that the cops just kind of like kept an eye on him.
He needed to be like in a facility to help
Like he
him.
Really needed some help.
Yeah.
Which... when he got released, like, the Campbells were obviously, like, freaked out. Like, is he gonna... like, they don't know what this guy's capable of. He was trying to, like, perform surgeries on them had they not found him.
Oh, yeah.
So who knows if he's gonna, like, show back up or try to get back in their house.
I'd be scared.
Or, you know?
Like, I'd be scared, yeah.
So they're obviously alarmed. And then, luckily, it didn't take long for Ezekiel to... get arrested again, and this time it was for vandalizing a Buddhist temple.
So did he try to live in this Buddhist temple?
I don't think so. He just vandalized it, I guess. But while serving time, he killed an inmate in 2020. So he's not okay.
No, he's clearly not getting the help he very desperately needs.
Yeah. He was charged with first and second degree murder, but was found unfit to proceed and was awaiting trial in the Hawaii State Hospital. But in an article I read that was dated 8/31 of 23, Michael Tsai, I think is how you say his last name, noted that Ezekiel Zayas had received 20 years in prison for manslaughter, 10 years for first degree burglary, 5 years for second degree burglary, and another 5 years for second degree assault. So he is still currently serving time in prison.
Good.
And will be there for quite a while. The Campbell family, understandably, has been left with some pretty deep psychological scars.
Yeah.
But thankfully, he didn't get to the point where he could, like, physically harm the family. Like, as much as it's, like, they were so violated with their privacy, with their home, and, like, being watched and, like, almost like animals in a way.
I'm glad they, like...
I'm so glad they found this dude and, like... he didn't hurt the kids. He didn't hurt Brittany or
James. He didn't get to do his surgeries.
No.
Oh, that's so creepy. I've never heard this story.
Yeah, it was like I watched it and I was like, what? How have I not heard of this? But yeah, so glad that they are safe. Glad that they are okay physically. But obviously they're going to have some work to do.
I would move out of that house.
And I believe they did. Yeah. I think they moved back to the mainland. I don't remember where they were originally from, but they were like, fuck this, bye.
Yeah, I would also be like, fuck this, bye.
Yeah, that's like so traumatizing.
Oh my God, that's creepy.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's a good one, though. Good work. Thanks.
Thank you. So, yeah, it's a real thing. Froggers.
Yeah, we'll post pictures on Instagram of this probably... super cute guy.
Yeah, he's a creep.
Yeah.
But luckily he's in jail. Hopefully he's like maybe getting some mental
help
as well.
Yeah, because, like, I sure hope so.
I mean, it's one thing to just lock someone up, but it's another thing to like, actually try and help them and make sure that, like, I don't know, they're okay.
Yeah, they're getting what they need.
Like, if you're killing inmates,
you're probably not good.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll post it on Instagram, Mysterious Mavens Pod.
Yeah, hit us up on Instagram. You can email us if you have a suggestion of a story that you want us to tell.
Yeah.
Or research, mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
And we have a TikTok. We have a Facebook group. So just go to those.
Yeah.
Also, but... All right. Care for your self-care for your wow.
Self-care care for yourself.
All right.
And lock your doors.
Yeah, definitely lock your doors.
Okay, bye.
Bye.